The idea of Thanksgiving, so the idea of Thanksgiving, without going into any element of halacha or hashkafa within the holiday itself, lets us understand what is thanks. So we know in Hebrew the word for thanks is toda, hodu, right? So there's a concept of hodu and hodo. That's one thing to note. And many times in our tfilos, where we think it says hodu, it really says hodo, hodo. Hodu is thanks, hodo is his glory, which means that the words actually relate to each other, that God's glory relates to our thanks of Hashem, which means in general, whenever we give thanks, we're recognizing the glory of another individual every time we give thanks. You would think that the Korban Toda, which is the Shlamim offering, peace offering, which is offered, Perek Zayin in Sefer Vayikra, talks about thanks. But the thanks that we have for Korban Toda is actually not the thanks that you actually think of what it is. When do we see thanks otherwise in the Chumash? I was looking through the beginning parshas that we have of Chumash and the battle of the kings, four kings and five kings. You don't see them actually going out to Avram saying thank you. You don't see Lot going to say thank you when he's saved. You don't see any of these thanks. You see the concept of bracha, which is interesting. Malki Tzedek comes out and he says, Baruch Lekel Elyon. And he blesses Avram. You don't hear the words toda. You don't hear the words thanks actually coming from him. You only hear the concept of bracha. A person does something for you, you give them a bracha, you bless them. But the actual thanks itself actually comes from the korban toda, which is a shlamim. And the korban toda itself is after a person is in danger and they are saved from that danger, which we call today gomel. When you say gomel, that's when the Korban Toda is actually presented over here. The Korban Toda is unique, very similar to the Thanksgiving offering, in that other Korbanos are 2 days and a night, but the Toda is 1 day and one night. What's unique about this Toda being 1 day and one night is nobody wants to eat leftover turkey, right? That's pretty clear. So therefore, you have that's about the only parallel I have, right? I guess 2 days later you can eat it, I don't know, but maybe I don't know what the halachas of Thanksgiving with regards to the leftovers that you do have. But the Korban Toda is unique in that the offering itself that's offered doesn't have turkey in it, number one. But most importantly is that it actually has 40 loaves of bread. 40 loaves of bread are offered, which is a tremendous amount of loaves to be offered. 10 of those loaves are chametz, and 30 of them are actually matzah-based. They all have the same amount of flour, which is what you actually put into it, that represents this whole idea of what creates matzah or chametz in this idea. But the Korban Toda was forced to be with many loaves, because when you gave a Korban Toda, you had to bring other people into it. You had to share this joy with other people. If a person was saved from something, therefore it wasn't just enough for me to be thankful to Hashem alone. I had to bring as many people as I could in order to be able to declare the praises of Hashem. So it's true, the Toda is declaring the praises, but it's unique in that it's not just a regular thanks. It comes from a thanks that happens after a person's actually saved from something, which again, like we said, is today's Berchas HaGomel. But that Toda itself is unique, that you have to have other people there, and there's a limited time to actually eat it, because you want to be able to make sure that everyone recognizes the greatness of Hashem in this. So when we think about Toda for ourselves, the concept of thanks and thanksgiving, it's much more than being grateful. It's really that you're taken from a life-threatening experience into total salvation, whether it's the four different examples of prison or ocean or death or whatever the things are that a person actually has to go through. It's from death to life itself. So real thanks that we have is when we recognize not just gratitude that we're happy with the things that we have, it's recognizing what it could have possibly been and now what it actually is. That's actually the true thanks. But if you see the thanks in Torah, it doesn't seem like you see that. You see bracha. I give people bracha for the things that they've done for me. But the true thanks is really given over to Hashem. And that's when you see a total contrast from one side to the other. So we should be zochah for ourselves when we thank Hashem for all the goodness that we have. See, imagine what it could have been. And be able to see what it is right now. And be able to have this tremendous gratitude. And of course, invite people in to be able to express the mitzvah of Toda itself, to be able to be thankful to Hashem.